Please don't worry. I'm not sitting down because I'll be here a long time. I'm sitting down because of my knees. If I had known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of my knees. The night before his death, the Lord met with the disciples to keep the Passover feast. And he had probably done this with his family many times. With the disciples, probably this was the third time. But he did something different after the feast that he hadn't done before. He took bread, blessed it, which I think means he sanctified it for communion use. He gave thanks and broke it and said, "This is my body. Take it and eat in remembrance of me." And he did the same thing with the cup. He said, "Drink it in remembrance of me." And so at this point, we say, why? What was he doing? The bread and the cup? And we find the answer in Mark chapter 14, verse 24. He then said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many." That's the answer. He is announcing the new covenant. And we are here this morning under the new covenant of the grace of God at the cross. And if you never had anything for which to be thankful, thank God for that. We are not under the requirements of the law. We are under the grace of God at the cross. Now, the new covenant had not come yet. This is how it develops. They sing a hymn. They go out to the Garden of Gethsemane. The Lord offers himself to be betrayed by Judas. He volunteers to be arrested. He goes before the high priest of Israel for a mock trial. He goes before Pilate and the angry mob. He is beaten by the Roman soldiers. He is put on the cross and hanging there with the spikes. And in about 3 hours, he cries out, "Tetelestai," which means "it is finished." And he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." He bowed his head and gave up his life. And immediately there was a violent earthquake, and that heavy curtain and the temple ripped apart. And there is the Ark of the Covenant, indicating the presence of God, and it's open. There was no need of an animal sacrifice, no need of a human priest. We meet here this morning to be in the presence of our God. We didn't bring an animal sacrifice. We don't have a priest to represent us. We are here freely because of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, bringing in the new covenant for us. Praise his holy name. Can you say a little amen?
Amen.
Oh, that's good. At that first service, he did take the bread, said, "This is my body broken for you. Take it, eat it, and do this in remembrance of me." And so with thanksgiving, we eat the bread. Amen. And then he took the cup of wine, representing his blood of the new covenant. And he said, "Take and drink in remembrance of me." And so we do. Amen. Grace. God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Amen.